you tell me something about your army experience then?
I had 16 days camped down at Smithfield. And we got flooded out the night before we were supposed to leave. The line was washed away at Gumbaya, and God knows, and you could see the next town ahead with the flashes of lightning. And when we did get to Tarau and we was transferring in there, Ray Casey, he joined the police force after he come home from the war. He did get away to the war. I never got to wait to the war. We were shipping these horses, and of course, he went and got a bottle of whiskey or something and put in his overcoat pocket here and shipping horses and that. Bottle of whiskey got driven, or did he get a gash in his hip or something? We had to dress him up.
When you said it was raining, where were you? Were you on the road? Were you going to Tarau? Were you on the train?
Oh, we got on the train at Smithfield.
When you said you know it was running in the water,
the night before we broke up, it was terrible floods, and the whole camp was washed away. There was four horses from Broken Hill. Boys got away. The pegs all got loose from the rain.
Where was the camp?
Smithfield.
Well, that's where you had all the rain down there.
It was all getting built up now. Rain. It was flooded through everywhere. After we got on the train next morning, head for home, the storm comes up again. And when we get to Gumbaya, the line's washed away. But it was going over the bridge, and the train stopped to see if it was safe to go and all this sort of thing. 3 months afterwards, we were out of camp at Jamestown. It was there.
What did you call yourselves?
We were in the 23rd Light Horse, the Amley Bridge Mob, Riverton Mob, and Balaclava Mob, they were in the 24th Light Horse. Oraru, Port Augusta, and all around was 9th Light Horse. We had 1,700 horses there at Smithfield on lines.
How many horses did you have in Peterborough then when you...
We all had a horse. We used to go out there drilling.
And they were your own horse, was it?
Everybody had horses of their own. They didn't, they'd get one from their neighbour or somebody for the day's drill.
Fred Nurse was in the army too, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Perkins, young Arthur Perkins, the bag lifter, bloke that patented the bag lifter. Arthur never got back from the war.
Can you remember some of the men who were in that military training with you in Peterborough? What year would that have been? 1418, would it?
Oh, yes. Before the First War.
Before?
Yeah.
Can you remember roughly when you used to take your horse and, take your own horse and that?
Well, Len Crack was one.
Fred Nurse?
Yes. Multiware, Perkins, another bloke with the name of Matthews, Wally Matthews. Well, he was a real crank. He was bloody army mad. And then he had a stepbrother, Johnson. Oh boy. And of course there our officer, I just mentioned, they run the draper shop with his mother, Ernie Johnson. Then they used to get an officer down from Broken Hill, or an officer, they used to have to hire a horse for him to come out to make sure that we were doing the right things. And then we used to have a night parade. And I know one night it was terrible wet and stormy, so they took us in the... They got a drill hall up there in Peterborough.
Yeah, registry.
So they put us cleaning in the harness, one thing or another. They give me the bridle to clean, put some polish on it. And I found some sandpaper, and I rubbed the rust off of the bridle bit and that loose sandpaper, and I'll never forget it now. Jesus, he just about knocked me, he was going to knock my bloody head off. Using the sandpaper, now you ruined it and all this stuff. Good. And then we went to Crystal Brook, and we, at Crystal Brook we had to keep the gunners out and coming into camp, and a quarter mile road, you know. And when we was on parade during the day, we discovered old Dr. Yateman's place, and he had some oranges, nice little plot of oranges, about half an acre of my clothes at his house and that. And we were sneaking along, I was in the advance guard, there was a two of Hess's boys, the German minister in Peterborough.
What was his name?
Hess.
H-A-S-S.
Yeah, there was two of his sons with us. And we decided we'd get some oranges. I'm not worried about this mob, whether they're coming in the road. One bayonet underneath the wire, another one on the top, and we cut a couple of barbed wire just in. We get in there. Whomp! He goes there. And these two ousted boys, they flew for their bloody life and they got hung up in the barbed wire. The gunners was in there pinching oranges before we got there. Yeah, the machine gunners was in there helping themselves before we. They had made an opening in the fence somewhere.
That was in Crystal Brook.
Then there was another camp I was supposed to be in Jamestown. In 1914, I was there on August the 4th. Peritonitis. I had a tubing even on my side. When the war broke out, the 4th of August 1914, I should have been in a camp at Jamestown when that was on. But that was the last of the camps.